This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Hope you're getting ready for it. We hope will be a great couple of days in college football, right? Where we have New Year's Eve, Friday, back-to-back games, the national semifinals. We hope goes off without a hitch. Yesterday we had the Holiday Bowl canceled. It was day of, right? It was going to be played last night. They're like, yeah, UCLA, by the way, we had COVID. We're out. So all kinds of bizarre stuff. We'll get to the NFL things. Carson Wentz is on the COVID list. The change in the quarantine rules. We got to get to all that. Rob, I want to get to the NBA, though, first to start this hour. So last night, the Lakers get a hard-fought win over the Houston Rockets. Now, the Houston Rockets...
And it was hard-fought. It was not easy.
Yes, and it was not exactly a defensive virtuoso from either teams. LeBron was fabulous. He has a triple-double. Russell Westbrook has a triple-double. Westbrook had a triple-double, nearly had a quadruple-double with seven turnovers, a couple of weird ones, where he just, like, dribbled the ball off his legs. But, if people are on him about his three-point shooting, he makes both threes. He shoots a good percentage.
But he also, what is it, Doug? He's been missing a lot of bunnies and stuff right around the basket.
The truth is, if you look at Russell Westbrook's career, he's not a great finisher. Okay. He's never been a great finisher. It's one of the things. The misconceptions about Russell Westbrook from people who don't look at the analytics to it or don't watch him on a daily basis is, though he technically plays hard, he's got, like all of us, little defensive ADD. He's not a great consistent defender. He's not one of the, and especially now with four knee surgeries in at this point, just because you're athletic and you'll get after it doesn't make you a great defender on a possession-by-possession basis. So a wildly overrated in terms of fans' thoughts on how good defensively he is. Like, if I were to, Ricky Rubio hurt his knee last night. But if you were to ask somebody on the street, hey, who's a better defensive player, Ricky Rubio or Russell Westbrook? Would anybody say Ricky Rubio?
No.
Okay, Ricky Rubio, by all accounts, ask anybody in the NBA, look at any of the numbers, is one of the better defensive guards in the league. it's really, really interesting. The other part is that while he's clearly a below average shooter, he's also a below average finisher, despite the fact he has ridiculous athleticism, even at this point in his career. He's not close to Kyrie Irving as a finisher. He's not close to some of the elite guards. And so I honestly think it's the stage in which he's playing, because we're paying more attention, and some of it's gotten a little bit worse. He went through a kind of a bad, you start losing your confidence a little bit, and people start questioning you. But honestly, throughout his career, he hasn't been a good finisher. So it shouldn't be a surprise to people. It just is, because we didn't watch him in Oklahoma City. Definitely,
yeah, you don't watch
DC.
Him every night. And now,
no.
You know, I live in Los Angeles, so I'm watching, you know, the Laker games often. And the other night against Brooklyn, you remember the rim blocked his dunk attempt at the basket at the end. And I've just seen him blow layups and things that should go down for a player of his caliber. So,
yes,
I've
yes,
seen him
I would agree. But the story that came out of it was, and LeBron started at the five last night, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he was a center. He was Kareem last night, no?
He was Kareem last night. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a recent essay on Substack criticizing LeBron for a meme on Instagram with three Spider-Men pointing to each other as cold, flu, COVID, right? So everybody's seen that Spider-Man meme where there's two Spider-Mans pointing to each other. There's one with three, which is cold, flu, COVID, as if they're the same thing.
Right. And LeBron said, help me out, folks, right? That's what he wrote.
Right. Help me out. Okay. So we'll get to that in a second. Let me first, this is LeBron's response to Kareem criticizing him. No, I don't have a response to Kareem at all. If you saw the post, if you read the tag, you know I'm literally asking, help me out. Help me figure it all out, because I'm trying to figure this pandemic out. We're all trying to figure out COVID and the new strain and the flu. I think people forgot about the flu. People like totally forgot about the flu during this times. Like, it's still going around. It's flu season, so people have forgot about the flu. People forgot about common colds. That happens, especially with our kids in school. My daughter is the first grade, so all these kids are getting the common colds and getting the flu, and I don't have a response to Kareem, not at all. That is the worst word salad I've ever heard.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. It means he totally backed down. Oh, no, that's the book report that you didn't actually read the book.
Right. Well, you don't.
And then you wrote it and you're like, what did you write? You're like, well, you know what happened was I didn't know. What? Dude, are we all, does LeBron think we're all idiots?
I think people of his status think they can say anything, and people are just going to accept it or not approach or not push back or question it. When you're putting those three things together as if they're the same, as people are going to hospitals and people are dying and whatnot, I just think I think Kareem was right to say, dude, you can't just be putting out this misinformation and acting as if it's all the same.
Correct.
That the flu is not the same as a common cold, and neither is COVID. Can you go to the hospitals? Can you talk to medical people? He's trying to figure what out? Like, what part as our lives have changed for the last 2 years? I've lost friends. I'm sure he's lost some people.
Like, just, there's over 800,000 people have died.
I just don't write.
From COVID. And look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we should all, I'm absolutely not saying we should lock down like we did going back a year.
In the beginning,
and a half,
right? Because we really didn't know, though. Right.
No, of course. Well, we did know, right? We did, or epidemiologists did know. And a lot of people still died. And the feeling is that, yes, people still died, but a lot more people would have died. And the hospitals would be overrun had we not shut things down almost 2 years ago.
Doug, how about if LeBron asked Carl Anthony Towns?
Yes,
six family members.
This is the bigger point is this, and I said this about Aaron Rodgers, and I'll say it about LeBron, okay? These guys are so powerful, okay, that instead of asking the world, which is not really, by the way, if you tweet that out, you're not asking people, I don't understand the different, you know, like bringing it to, no, you're not.
You're being flip and saying that it's the same.
No, you're saying it's the same thing. You're actually siding with people who are saying it's the same as you're siding with the Clay Travises of the world, okay, who would get laughed out of any room. I'm not a scientist either. I'm not. I don't propose to be. I don't purport to be.
They know so more than we know whether we want to believe
people
it
say,
or not.
When people say, well, people die from the flu. Actually, they don't actually have a true calculation of how many people die from the flu. There's a scientific calculation that spits out that number. And while there's no question there were people, especially early on, and people even now, who will die from COVID, that COVID attached to something else that had a high morbidity rate. You know,
right. Triggers something else.
No question. But there are hundreds of thousands of people that have died from COVID. It has ravaged the entire world. It is a pandemic. Okay. So, but here's my thing. Like, if LeBron really wanted to ask the question, all he has to do is text Rich Paul, hey man, can you get me Fauci's number? Get me whomever's number.
He can get to those people, right?
No question.
He can actually,
he's
LeBron,
one text away.
Fauci will pick up the phone and say, LeBron, this is what's going on.
Yes.
We need you to, if you're going to talk about it, man, let people know. And
it's not just his responsibility, but that is the, there's a word that I won't use because I don't want to get fired, but every dude would use some sort of word to it where it's the old say it with your chest. Like, you're going to put a meme out there and then pretend like it's something that it's not.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. Why even do that? And then when you get called out on it, then you're going to act like what I'd have more respect if you just wanted to go out there and say something.
Why not just say what the meme meant, which
right.
is, hey, I don't think this variant is any different.
I don't think
than
it's a
flu.
Big deal. Or
I don't think it's
not,
a big
right,
deal.
Right.
My point is this variant. And there'll be more people that agree with him. Now, it doesn't make him right. Okay. It doesn't make him right because, again, there's a dramatic difference in it. You know, there's a dramatic difference in it. But so many of us, like, I'll be totally honest with you. I went and, you know, obviously the vaccines, and you had people who originally said you're not going to get it if you take the vaccine. I didn't realize if you have the I don't get flu shots, but my kids have always gotten flu shots. I didn't realize that if you're an adult, like the flu shots are only like 56% effective. Right. And what it does is it lessens the symptoms. There's a bunch. There's a lot
right.
to it that is actually similar. I didn't know that that's how all vaccines work. I thought most vaccines, you get the shot and you're done. You're inoculated. It means you don't get it. That's not actually how I had no idea.
Right.
And obviously this is different. It's not a live virus. Like, I didn't know. You know why? Because I'm not a scientist.
Right. And we don't know that stuff. I've never had a flu shot as well, but I didn't hesitate to take the vaccination for this because I want to protect myself. I saw people get sick and lost people. And I didn't know, you know, I've seen all these numbers and all these people. I want to protect myself. I'm going to not roll the dice with my life. And I've said before, and I know it sounds mean, but it just surprises me that people who don't believe in science and don't believe in the medical people, that when they get sick, the first thing they do is run to a hospital.
Well, the hypocrisy of it, no question.
It doesn't even make any sense. Doug, you don't believe these people.
The better
but
one
you're sick
the better
and
one
you
is
run to the hospital.
The better one is when they use. We do, but honestly, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, for Dan the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We kind of do this in everything in life, right? We don't use the whole Bible. We just use the parts of the Bible that work for us.
Right.
We don't use the whole Constitution. We just use the one
freedom
amendment,
of speech. I should
right?
be able to say anything I want at
right,
work.
That's not what? Actually Aaron right. Rodgers did that one yesterday with McAfee, whatever. It's not actually how it works, right? But I love that with the science, right? They use the scientific data and go like, well, it's just like the flu. And then when the numbers are overwhelmingly different, like, yeah, that's not really how it is. Suddenly they don't use the science or they've been vaccinated with the MMR. Like, everyone is vaccinated against measles, mumps and rubella. Right. We all got the polio vaccine.
I was a kid. I was born in the 60s. You know how bad it was for kids? And what kids used to get, the mumps and the measles and all that other stuff, polio.
No, I don't know. Because everybody got
bad.
Vaccinated.
Right.
Everybody couldn't
go to school.
I'll
right?
take that vaccine. This one, nah. Now you're like, well, it was done quickly. Right? Like, yeah, they actually developed it for a long time. And it's one of the reasons that it's less effective is because they had to do it rather rather quickly. The point is more, but this isn't about, this is not vaccine talk.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do vaccine talk. I don't want to, and neither of us do. That's the least entertaining form of sports radio ever. What it is LeBron, you want to talk about backing down and going, well, no, I don't have a response, but it's about colds and common colds and my daughter's in, like he went the, I'm a dad, my daughter's in first grade. Please don't attack me anymore because I'm a dad, my daughter's in first grade.
Right. No, and I give Kareem credit. Kareem has not shied away from, he wrote a column I read about Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's passionate about this, and he's been a spokesman for people getting vaccinated and trying to take care of themselves and to dispel the misinformation that's out there. And you know this, Doug. You go on, if you want to Google something and watch some well-produced video that tells you that, you know, this is Bill Gates wanting to make money off of every shot that's given or whatever it is. I mean, you'll watch these videos and they're so slick and they're so, you know, and you don't know where they came from, who put them together, but they look like they're real.
Yes. Remember, this is a 5G. There was a 5G conspiracy as well. Right. This is only occurring in 5G countries. No, that's not actually how it works. Look, here's the Charles Barkley, who I think we both love and adore as a dude. He's the real deal as a guy.
I covered the guy as a player, man. He's the same. He was awesome back then, Doug, in the 80s when I was covering the NBA.
But the whole ad campaign of I'm not a role model, that was, it was a joke. Of course you're a role model.
Whether you want to be or not. Whether you want to be or not.
And LeBron, in so many of the things he does, has been a positive role model. Okay? So, but if you want people to follow you, you have to lead better than this. You know, you have to take ownership of it. And it's one of the things that LeBron's never really done. And this does mirror his career. Even now, when things aren't right, it's, hey, you know, LeBron's still scoring. Look at LeBron. He's scoring. He's you know, LeBron's scoring points. So he's not the problem. Like, okay.
Still had a 5-game losing streak as he was scoring those points.
And he was playing.
Winning.
And he was playing.
Right.
Right? He was playing. Granted, Anthony Davis not playing. Russell Westbrook.
But him and Westbrook, not good enough to beat some of these teams that they've lost to?
At this point in their career, no. Apparently not. But again, the critique is over the overall age. Even the critique of the roster. You don't think LeBron had the roster run by him?
Exactly. Like, and it's the oldest roster in the NBA, and right. People are surprised that they don't want to play defense.
Buddies. You recruited LeBron's buddies. Now, I don't think that – I do think some of the decisions are Pelinka, but I definitely think there's a Rich Paul, LeBron James, hey, we got to run it by him sort of thing. But there's no – he's not taking any sort of responsibility, which mirrors this meme, which is a mistake, right? It's – you put it out there, and it's LeBron James who usually would align with people who are ardent supporters of the vaccine. But he did this last year where he didn't, I don't want to say if I'm vaccinated. Like, yes, absolutely you should.
Right.
You know, if you're a leader, you want to lead people. During a pandemic is the time when you actually find out who's a leader. And a leader goes like, yes, I got vaccinated.
Just like, you know what?
The booster shot. Or like, this is where, and look, if we're critical of Aaron Rodgers for lying about it, I go, why aren't we critical of LeBron James lying about what he put out there?
And that's
disinformation, what he just put out there.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what you have to fight against, because there's people going to take that and run with it and think that it's the gospel.
Yes.
And it reminded me of when people, you know, made Kyrie like he was Muhammad Ali on his stance, which is fine. He has a right to do whatever he wants. But then when people try to tell people that Muhammad Ali did PSAs for taking a vaccination, you know, back in the day, then all of a sudden that narrative changed. You know what I mean? Like they made it like, oh, yeah, he's like Muhammad Ali. He's not going to buck to the system. No. Muhammad Ali actually endorsed vaccinations when it was ravaging people and a disease was, and he stood up for it. So I think people are misguided. It's unfortunate that it's become this, and we're not leaving this thing to the people who know more about it than we do. appear.
Right. I think that's probably the best part. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, Dan and Patrick show. That's probably the best part is like, look, I don't purport to know any more about anything than LeBron or anybody else. But I also know that I have a far more limited follower. I wouldn't do that.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for with Rob Parker in for Dan of the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be in the playoffs. They're going to limp their way in, but outside of Chris Godwin, expecting to get healthy by the end of by the start of the playoffs. But Rob, we've gone from Tom Brady being some people's pick to winning the MVP to where are we now?
Where are we now? That's a good question. After that shutout by the Saints, the 9-0, and I get it, people were out and whatnot, but it's just been a struggle. And they beat Carolina. What was the score, Doug? 32-9 or something like that. And yet Tom Brady numbers have been down the last couple of weeks. One touchdown, one pick. in the last two games, which is a big difference from where he was, like I said, 2 weeks ago, where it was about him being a 44-year-old MVP and what another, you know, accolade he was going to add to his unbelievable resume, and that has gone away quickly. And then Leonard Fournette is hurt. I know people are hurt, but the narrative was always Tom Brady does more with less. Nobody's ever done more with less than Tom Brady. And then he had less, and not much was getting done.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't remember anybody saying more with less.
Oh, yeah. That's
who
the big thing.
That?
Who did he have other than Randy Moss? He didn't have anybody. Who was he throwing to? They never had any big-time receivers. He made those guys. He made Wes Welker. He made Amendola. He made all those guys. That's the narrative, that he never had any big-time receiver other than Randy Moss, and that's when they had that unbelievable year offensively, of course, and almost had an undefeated season.
Well, he did have an undefeated regular season, and they were undefeated up until the Super Bowl. But I think you're combining and conflating a bunch of different things. Like, look, you're dead on that hill. But it's one of those where, if you've ever seen a movie where a guy is shot and bleeding but doesn't know he's shot and bleeding, and all of the blood is coming from his face, and you're like sitting there going like, he's dying, isn't he? And you're like, I'm fine. I'm fine. What? It's
no,
just a mushroom. I'm okay.
Rob, you know how much
I appreciate you and love you, and I've always loved working with you. Going back to when they should have hired you to work with me.
That's right,
ESPN
Doug.
Radio.
Say it. That's
okay?
Right. I tried out with Doug Gottlieb back in the early 2000s, and we had a good show a couple nights, and they picked somebody else, some Joe regular. I don't know his name. I'm sorry.
Do you want to really know who it is?
Who was it?
It was Jeff Rickard.
Okay.
It was a succession of my first national job in radio was a show called Game Night. Okay, it was the first show that ESPN Radio ever had, not when I did it, but it was I started working with Chuck Wilson, who's a magnificent broadcaster, great guy. And Freddie Coleman and John Seibel had the weekend version, where they had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I had Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast time with Chuck Wilson. So they chose to not re-up Chuck Wilson, which devastated me. And so we ran through, I'm going to say, 30 people.
Was it that many? Wow, I didn't realize.
Yeah, because it was a year where we would do a couple nights.
Right.
And I think me and you, we did either 2 weeks together, a week or 2 weeks together.
Right.
And then as luck would have it, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to you that you didn't get it, because that's how you got in the rotation for what was then First and 10, and then became First Take, and then he became a staple of morning TV, right?
No doubt. I mean, you're right. I was fortunate because some people there, despite not hiring me for that job, wanted me on the debate show, being a columnist, you know, as I had been at a lot of newspapers over the years. So it did work out for me, but I remember the tryout and being there with you and having some laughs or whatever.
It was great. It was great. But I love you. You have a bullet wound that you are bleeding profusely from, and you think it's a flesh wound. The guy's been to 10 Super Bowls. It's over. It's been over for a lot.
It's not over, Doug.
This would be me sitting there going like, you know, when I said Ricky, this would be me going, hey, I wasn't wrong about Ricky Rubio. Look, he's still doing well in the league. Like, nah, nah. My analysis, my thoughts of Steph Curry's upside were completely off. I was wrong on that one. I'm taking the L. I'm not dying on any hill.
Okay,
no thanks.
I want you to do this. What exactly is my stance? Give me in one sentence, what is it that I say about Tom Brady that I'm wrong? Just one sentence.
He's the luckiest quarterback of all time.
He absolutely is. And it's well documented. And it doesn't mean.
What do you mean well documented?
Because I say he's lucky.
What do you mean well documented? But
because I say.
What documents?
I can give it to. Can I spell it out? It's not that I'm saying he's a bum or he can't play, but things have worked out for him. His last Super Bowl. the Super Bowl before when they beat the Rams, Tom Brady had no touchdowns, a pick, and a fumble. But it's all that Tom Brady won that Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl that they won, the first three, was about defense, top five defenses, and Adam Vinatieri, who if Adam Vinatieri missed one or two field goals, and I'm just miss one or two, you would never even talk about Tom Brady because they wouldn't have won those Super Bowls the same way that the Buffalo Bills, probably their whole fortunes would have changed if Scott Norwood made that field goal against the Giants. I mean, Tom Brady has had things, the Super Bowl against the Panthers where their kicker, the Panthers kicker kicked the ball out of bounds that led to the game-winning field goal for the Patriots to win. I could just document over and over and over where things have worked. Seattle has the best running back in the league. All they have to do is give the ball to Marshawn Lynch two straight times. And even if you watch the game, the announcers go, the Patriots should just let the Seahawks score. You know, like that was the smart thing to do to get the ball back.
So let me just are the easiest.
Atlanta was in field goal range. You remember
the easiest,
that?
The easiest pushback is simply like this. Okay, there's two. There's if I wanted to get in the weeds, I would say yes. Seattle should have run the football. But the reason Seattle was trailing was because Tom Brady took the Patriots down and scored a touchdown, and then it was out of his control. Okay? And if you want to not give him credit for the wins, then you have to do the same for the losses, right? They didn't even punt, and their defense gave up 600 yards to the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay? So we can go round and round. But the net takeaway is twofold. One, There's something to Brady that you're not giving credit for. And it's okay because, you have to have really lived, I think, inside athletics to get this. Okay? You just do. There's something about the dude when he walks in the door that raises everybody else's level. That's just how it is.
Doesn't mean he's responsible every time they win. And I'm going to give you an example.
Tim Tebow
was exactly the same thing when he started playing, and they were winning those games in Denver.
They would put the camera on Tim Tebow after a 60-yard field goal to win the game. I get it. I lived through Tebow time. That was my last fall at the leader. Okay, that was my last fall there. And it was so many things. They played a bad schedule. Marion Barber? Whoever the running back was from the Bears didn't get out of, went out of bounds.
Right.
Of inbound. Like, yes. There's a bunch. And they played in altitude, so they had the best kicker.
And do you remember
league.
Pittsburgh played 11 men up front, to throw a slant pass?
It was bad. And the late Demaryius Thomas caught the ball 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Thank and you. And ran 100 yards.
Okay.
Right.
But when it happens over 20 years, okay, when it happens over 20 years, and then he goes to a franchise that won a Super Bowl 20 years previous and has done exactly zero afterwards.
That was
and
a good team that he went to, Doug.
It was a good team, and the quarterback threw 30 interceptions. No, it was not.
They won seven games. They didn't win one game.
That's not a good team. It was a good collection of talent.
They had the talent. Come on, man. Don't make it
then,
like.
Then why
if they had a quarterback who had if Jameis Winston had half the interceptions, they would have won 10-11 games. He led the league in passing that year. He had 35 touchdowns. Come on, man. Don't make it like
they
were
30
garbage.
Interceptions, Rob.
I know.
Of course, he was his own version of Tebow. You're giving him credit for fires that he started. Okay?
If Tom Brady went to the Jets and won a Super Bowl with a bad roster and franchise, then I would give him the credit.
Come on.
He has to go to the Jets for me to believe that it's him.
Listen, you've died on the hill of Tom. Basically, you said, by saying he's lucky, you're saying Tom Brady is overrated. Okay? And that's just it. I can't give a guy credit. He's not the only reason. I think Belichick is a huge factor in so many of those Super Bowls. Okay? And I think
How about Adam Vinatieri? Does he count?
Absolutely. So does Stephen Gostkowski. Okay? And the one time Gostkowski doesn't come through, it's against the Eagles, by the way, which set them back. He missed a field goal. He missed an extra point in that game when they lost to the Eagles. So, yeah, kicking does matter. Okay? But there's something about the guy where winners win. They just find a way to win. Okay? And that's the whole job of a quarterback, is to find a way to win football games.
How come we don't hold him?
And oh yeah, by the way, if you're going to pick apart his last two games, and the Saints have clearly had his number, we got to be fair, okay? And if you're fair, Mike Evans got hurt against the Saints and pulled his hamstring, and
Aaron Rodgers went to Arizona against an undefeated team with
no question. And look, I think Aaron Rodgers has a better skill set than Tom Brady. But you know what happened? Do you know what the score was against the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC Championship game with Aaron Rodgers? Do you know what the score was? It was 28-3. Did Aaron Rodgers come back and win that game? The answer is no. Okay. Now, it's not all on Aaron Rodgers. They started two rummies at defensive back, and the Atlanta Falcons poured it on and lit them up. But, you know, the score was 28-3 against the Atlanta Falcons 2 weeks later at the Super Bowl. It's the greatest comeback in the history of the sport. So, dude, I love you. Okay, I love your passion, but you're bleeding profusely. Everyone else knows you're dying on this hill, and you're like, nah, just a flesh wound. I'm just going to tweet through it.
One last thing. How do you justify the cheating that the Patriots have been caught? And if you're stealing people's defensive signals, does that not help Tom Brady and the offense if you know what the defense is running? I'm just asking you. And Tom Brady himself was caught cheating with the footballs, and that's why he was suspended for 4 games.
Come on, dude.
How come? Come on, Doug.
Come on, dude.
There's a reason specification of what the ball is supposed to be. Go back that year. They didn't fumble the football. What?
Come on, man. Stop it.
Did he cheat, Doug, at all? I'm asking you, did he cheat?
I don't know. With the football thing?
He don't know. Barry Bonds cheat?
What? Did what?
Did Barry Bonds cheat?
Yes.
How do you know? Was he busted? We ever tested positive by baseball?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he tested. No, he did not. There's absolutely tests where he tested positive.
When? In baseball? What was he? And suspended? It was Balco that his name was involved. He was never tested and positive in baseball.
Barry Bonds hasn't said he didn't use steroids. He said he didn't use steroids. Now he said, I never knowingly used steroids, right?
He rubbed something on his elbow. He didn't know what it was.
Come on, dude. He was taking every possible steroid under the book. In the book. And if he didn't think it was wrong, then he wouldn't do this whole bull crap argument of, well, I didn't know what I took. Like, come on, dude. You're not that in tune with your body, and then you don't know what you're putting in your body.
So what the Patriots have done,
Brady. Hold on, let me finish. Every year you take a physical. Every year there's a blood or urine test that's taken for a physical for a team, and it exists. And if Barry Bonds wanted to clear his name, he'd say, hey, go look at my physical results. But we don't, because we know what's in those physical results, right? It's absolutely there. Now, as for Tom Brady, if in terms of Spygate, my take has always been twofold. One, I actually agree with what Bill Belichick said, which is like, it's actually gray area of the rules. You've always been able to film football plays. Always been. Now, if they're filming practice, I'd love to know if those tapes exist. But part of, if you played football as a kid, played football in high school, there's always coaches that were paranoid about the other team filming practice. This is old school football 101. I didn't say it's okay, but I do know that that's old school football. In terms of stealing signs and stealing signals, there's a reason that you have signs and signals, because you know the other team's trying to steal them, right? It's the same thing as baseball.
So the Astros should be forgiven, right? No big deal. People are trying to steal all the time. They took it to a different
level that they were warned about. It's the same thing as the Saints with Bounty Gate. The story of the Saints with Bounty Gate is not just that they had bounties. It's that they were warned repeatedly by the league, hey, we heard this was going. And then they said they didn't do it. And there's video evidence and audio evidence of them doing it, of them going to what the commissioner's office asked for. That's why they got penalized so badly. And look, they got penalized. It's just like the Deflategate thing. They put air back in the football and threw a bunch touchdown pass that beat the Colts. Okay, the whole Deflategate thing.
It doesn't mean that he didn't cheat to start, though. That's the whole point of it. And okay. Tom Brady was one of the guys who pushed the league to allow them to have their own balls instead of playing with one ball.
Okay? They've always had, but listen, the whole thing, they've always had a K ball. Okay, the kicking balls have always been overly inflated beyond the normal limit. There's always been, it's just, we don't study it. By the way, the NFL has never come out with any inflation or deflation study. Remember they were going to do a study on inflation rates in the NFL? They never came out with it. It never happened. Do you know why? Because it probably didn't unequivocally prove that Tom Brady was innocent or that he was guilty, right? It just went away. The NFL was like, nah, went away. Suspended him 4 games, and then he came back, and he was better than ever. And they, by the way, he went back, and he ended up winning a Super Bowl. So, like, again, I love you. I understand that you're trying to point out that he's overrated and that everybody else probably doesn't get credit. And you're right. There's always a level of luck. Like, luck shouldn't be a bad word. It really shouldn't. We wish people good luck before games. We wish people good luck on big. But we never say, hey, you know, I was lucky. Because somehow that takes away from our skill, right? I think you're taking away dramatically from all the things he's done. You're right. Against Green Bay last year in the second half, he was crummy. They won in spite of, not because of him. But you also have to point out that a warm weather team goes into Green Bay, they get the football, they march down the field and score, okay? And it sets, the entire sideline is on fire because, like, oh, Tommy's got this. The last throw at the end of the first half was an amazing throw. It was wrong coverage, it was bad play, but it was an amazing throw. You could have put the ball anywhere, he put it right on the numbers. So we got to give the dude credit. 10 Super Bowls, it's not even close how he's blown out of the water what anybody is able to accomplish. And so you're nitpicking little things, which are fair, but it's unfair if the overall takeaway is he's lucky, he's not incredible. I beat him. I won.
No, you didn't beat me.
It's
no.
Over.
Oh,
it's
we're
over.
Up against
he's
it.
He's dead. No, look, he's on the hill. He's dead.
We're
and
up
he's
against
like,
it. All right, tell, go ahead.
Tell
we're
my friends
it.
I was wrong. Tell them I was wrong. Do you remember the Holiday Bowl? Yeah, it used to be one of the great bowl games. UCLA pulled out yesterday. Just one of the many bowl games impacted by COVID. How does this play out for the playoffs? We'll discuss next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan. The Dan, that's Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. So the Holiday Bowl was supposed to be played last night in San Diego. They had Petco painted, all ready to go. Fox guys were on their way. And then UCLA's like, hey, our defensive line room is completely ravaged by COVID, so we can't play. NC State coach Dave Doran said he felt like he was lied to by UCLA. He said, quote, "I thought it was fake news, to be honest. Our team's done everything right. We have 100% of our team vaccinated. We're prepared to play this game. Our opponent wasn't, apparently. So it's disappointing. A lot went into the finish of the season and a 10th win. We would have won the game. There's no doubt about it, the way our guys prepared." By the way, the Dan Patrick Show is brought to you by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Rob Parker, your thoughts on Dave Doran?
Give it to me again. I'm sorry.
He said our team's done everything right. We have 100% of our team vaccinated. We're prepared to play this game. He said he felt like he was lied to by UCLA.
I get the disappointment. You know, you're ready. You want to play and all that. But can you ignore, really? You think UCLA doesn't want to play just because they don't want to play? Or is there a pandemic going on and there's outbreaks all over the country and teams and the NHL shut down games? Like, what is he in a different world?
I don't know. I don't know when UCLA knew it was this level of problem, cancel the game sort of problem.
But it doesn't matter. Like, at any point when you realize you have a problem, you have to address that, and the game is minuscule. Listen, for the national championship.
I don't think. I mean, again, I didn't hear all of his words. I think his issue is not with UCLA. He has an issue with UCLA bowing out because of COVID, but it's also because of the timing. Like, day of, like, oh, hey, by the way, our whole defensive line room has COVID, so we're out. You know, I think that's the bigger issue, is that they felt like it wasn't, UCLA wasn't, that the UCLA knew in advance. And like, yeah, we packed up, we moved on. I mean, imagine if you're a family who, what about the was Memphis that flew to Hawaii? They go all the way out to Hawaii. They're like, hey, by the way, guys, no game today. That stuff is crazy.
Then there's the other side too, where there's Western Michigan. But you'd have to ask yourself, though, Doug, are they not playing for what reason? Like, really, they just don't want to play the game. Is that what it is? Or do we have, like, an issue or a situation going on? That's all. I get the disappointment. You know, I understand that the kids wanted to play or whatever, but this is a different time that's so fluid. I just don't – UCLA is trying to skirt the game. They don't want to play. They don't want to get the $2 million or whatever, the $10 million that's involved in playing in that game or whatever it is. Yeah, they don't want that. That's not the case.
No, I mean, it's silliness. It's a guy who's upset. And, you know, you do all the prep. And I would guess that one of the things that he's working through is so many of these bowl games, you do have guys opt out. You do have, you know, a lot of times bowl game, like a Holiday Bowl sometimes, and a Holiday Bowl is always, usually is a great game where teams score a ton of points. There's not a ton of defense in it, right? But some of these bowl games are decided in the preparation, not in the actual gameplay. Do kids want to be there or do they want to go home? It's not like an NIT. Do you want to be here or do you want to go home? And I'm guessing that he's most upset that his team clearly wanted to be there and he wanted to show that. And then they end up going home without a game anyway. I understand people's frustration, but I think what your point is, the smart one, is, look, it's a global pandemic. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Let's have some understanding. We lost a legend yesterday. We'll discuss it next on The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.